Wisconsin independent businesses represent small employers and farmers. Executive Director Wayne Corey says some state lawmakers want to make some in the service industry collect sales taxes. He calls it a terrible idea and one that the state of Michigan enacted, then had to repeal.
We're talking issues such as accounting, legal work, advertising, real property repair, commercial leases, feed, seed, things like that for farmers. But when you put the sales tax on those items, you are taking money away from small businesses and farmers. And again, those are the folks who are going to have to lead us out of the recession.
Instead, Corey says the legislature should focus on collecting taxes from internet sales. His group also wants to double the small claims court limit from the current $5,000.
Because over $5,000, you have to go to court with a lawyer. And frankly, lawyers don't want to take those kind of cases. There's no money in them for anybody. And so we believe that if we can get the small claims court jurisdictional limit hiked to $10,000, justice will more greatly prevail in the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin independent businesses will also push for a law requiring out-of-state companies to notify state firms about automatic renewal clauses it says are often hidden in contracts. The group thinks it has a better chance of passing that now that the Democrats control both houses of the legislature and the governor's office. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.